Hi, Kenny. Okay. We will daven for your father, Shlomo Menachem ben Yetta Halevi, and we will have tonight's shiur in Zchus HaRefuah Shleima for him. Okay. All right. Hey, Alan. Carol's here. That means we're ready to start if Carol's here, right? Okay. So, we are going to discuss the Tefillah of Yehi Chavod. And Yehi Chavod, when you think about this Tefillah as opposed to all, when you look at the Tefillos, this Tefillah is actually very different from anything that we've seen so far in Pesukei de Zimra and anything that we will see in the rest of Pesukei de Zimra. Why do I say that? Well, the way that it was described in an article by Rabbi Moshe Lichtenstein, which he has a great article on this, a short one, but an important one. He decides, or he breaks up Pesukei de Zimra in the following categories. There's what we call Pirkei de Zimra, chapters of songs, and Pesukei de Zimra, verses of songs. Up till now, starting from Baruch She'amar, or from Sfardim, from Hodu, until this point, everything has essentially been chapters of Psalms or a chapter in Divrei Hayamim. It's been a complete section. And after Yehi Chavod, Ashrei until the end of the Halalukas are all chapters. And Az Yashir are psukim, but groups of psukim, just like by Hodu. Yehi Chavod are 18 psukim. Well, most likely 18. We'll discuss that in a little bit. But 18 psukim, and almost each one is from a different location. And even though we had something similar to this after the Hodus, there are about eight or so psukim, this is a separate section called Yehi Chavod, and it's all just a compilation of different psukim. 18 is what is the general number that is used. And in fact, one of the psukim is actually from Mishlei, which, when we discuss all of the Pesukei de Zimra comes from David HaMelech, all of a sudden we have one pasuk which is from Mishlei, which traditionally is from Shlomo HaMelech, which is interesting. But we'll leave that aside for the moment. So we see that Yehi Chavod is a very different type of tefillah, and we have to understand then what exactly is Yehi Chavod's function in light of the fact that it's so different than anything else that we've seen in Pesukei de Zimra and anything else that we will see. Now the question is, who compiled Yehi Chavod? We know that Yehi Chavod comes mostly from Tehillim, one pasuk from Divrei Hayamim, and one pasuk from Mishlei. So all these verses, all the psukim, were already written by the times of David and Shlomo HaMelech. That we understand. But who put them, who decided to put these all together in one packet, one neat package, and then enter it into the part of the Siddur? So there we don't know. Nothing is clear as to who was the compiler of Yehi Chavod. At least I didn't see anything as to who the compiler was. Was it from the Anshei Knesset HaGdola? It's possible that it came from the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. The question then really is, what's the earliest source for Yehi Chavod? And if you look at the earliest sources, so we have a few. Perhaps the earliest source is from Masechet Sofrim. Masechet Sofrim tells us in one line in the 18th perek, it says, Aval tzrichim lomar achar yehi chavod, that after certain things, you say yehi chavod, and then you say the paragraph of Hashem Melech and Mizmor Shiru LaHashem. So you see that there is this paragraph called Yehi Chavod. Now, what exactly did the paragraph of Yehi Chavod look like in the times of the Masechet Sofrim when it was written? Unclear. We'll assume for now it's exactly what it looks like here. I don't have a better answer, but that's what he writes. Rav Amram Gaon, in his Siddur, talks about saying Yehi Chavod. Now he has it in a different section of the davening. He mentions Az Yashir, and then he has afterwards Yehi Chavod. But okay, Yehi Chavod is part of the davening. We'll have to try to figure out why Yehi Chavod is specifically placed here right before Ashrei. We'll get there in a little bit. And the Rambam himself also writes that we mention this pasuk of Yehi Chavod. No one spells it out clearly until a little bit later, but we have this pasuk, this pasuk. We have this chapter or this section called Yehi Chavod, which someone compiled all these 18 psukim and entered them, got them into the Siddur. Don't know who did it. Maybe Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. But again, the earliest source we have is from Maseches Sofrim. Now, what was really interesting when I was preparing for this year, I never noticed this, and I don't know why, because I used the RCA Art Scroll Siddur for most of my young adult life. And if you look very carefully at the paragraph, Avihi Chavod, it says, if you can read it carefully, it says, the following prayer should be recited with special intensity. And I looked at it and I said, why should this prayer be recited with any more special intensity than the other ones? What makes this so unique? And if you look at the Art Scroll notes don't tell us why it's supposed to be said with special intensity. So it kind of leaves us on a cliffhanger. Just say it with special intensity. But I wanted to try to figure out why this. What makes it unique? Why this paragraph of Yehi Chavod with special intensity? So when you look through some of the sources, they tell us that there is something unique about Yehi Chavod because God's name is mentioned 21 times in this prayer. We'll call it a prayer. It's mentioned 21 times. Now, of course, like we've tried before, when you go through the counting of God's name, you will not find 21 times where God's name is mentioned. You're only going to find 18 times where God's name is found. So the Levush tells us that we can get to 21 by doing a little creativity. It says, Ki bachar lo ya Yisrael iskul aso. So ya is also God's name. That gets us closer. Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav yihi is, there's also a yud ke vav ke. That's not the right one. There, a little bit later on, you get the, Yismachu Hashemayim v'sagel ha'aretz is yud hey vav hey. So you get it when you put a few things together, then you end up with yud ke vav ke. Sorry, my mistake. So it's 19 times do we say Hashem's name plus the yud and the hey plus the acronym, I guess, the first four words of Yismachu Hashemayim v'sagel ha'aretz. So you get to 21. That's the idea. Now, what does 21 do for us? So I looked at Rabbi Eliyahu Monk's Sefer Olam HaTfilos, or otherwise in English it's called The World of Prayer, and he mentions the idea that Eheyeh, the first time that God appears to Moshe, he appears as Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh. Eheyeh is a gematria of 21. And therefore he says 21 is a very important gematria, since it connects to God's first words, first appearance to Moshe, and therefore that's the way, with God's name being said 21 times, that connects us closer to God. Of course, we're doing a little gymnastics here in order to get to the 21 times where it mentions God's name, but we'll leave it there. So perhaps that's what makes this prayer special, that the Art Scroll, the original RCA Art Scroll, thought that it was important to say that this pasuk, the following prayer, should be recited with special intensity. Of course, if you look at the newer Koren RCA Siddur, it does not mention anything. It just goes straight into Yehi Chavod without a recognition or an acknowledgement that this prayer should be recited with special intensity. So I guess the RCA rabbis decided to change. I don't know. Maybe, you know, the truth is I didn't look. Maybe in the regular Art Scroll Siddur, that's not an RCA Siddur, it also says that the following prayer should be recited with special intensity. I just don't happen to have it on me. Anyhow, so now we have to understand, just to further understand what makes this prayer so special and unique, is what Rabbi Monk points out. Rabbi Monk points out that the idea of Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh is actually a very nice bridge and a nice connection to Ashrei, that Ashrei and Yehi Chavod fulfill two different functions of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is specifically why they were connected, Yehi Chavod and then Ashrei. It's Yehi Chavod is the Eheyeh, and Ashrei is also Eheyeh. So it's Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh. The idea is that each one has this idea of this connection of the number 21. So he writes in, Rabbi Monk writes in his Olam Atzfilos, that there's two ways to understand God. God can be understood as Avinu Malkeinu, and God can be also understood as Av HaRachamim, our Father in Heaven, and also the Father of the merciful Father. Either God is aloof, or God is among us. God is above, or God is there. God in the abstract, or God in the presence. And the idea here of Yehi Chavod is God is among us, and as opposed to Ashrei, He is among us, and Yehi Chavod, God is above us. So that's the way to kind of connect the two together, to connect Ashrei and Yehi Chavod. The idea is that, so that is the connection between Ashrei and Yehi Chavod. The Rabbi Moshe Lichtenstein, I mentioned this article before, Rabbi Lichtenstein writes that what exactly is happening in Yehi Chavod? We mentioned before that there's a connection between Ashrei and Yehi Chavod, but he says that he makes a different connection between Ashrei and Yehi Chavod than Rav Monk. He explains that Yehi Chavod is unique in that it doesn't. It's while all the tefillos are divrei shevach, they're all forms of prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehi Chavod is basically it makes the case that we need to give Shevach. Ashrei is the actual Shevach, is the actual praise and all the rest of the Halalukas. Yehi Chavod is the invitation for us to begin with those praises. So therefore, maybe there's special intensity that's supposed to be recited for the Yehi Chavod because it's the opening, it's the introduction to Ashrei. And there is solid basis to make that claim, because if you remember from a few videos ago on when we were discussing the importance of Psuke de Zimra, many of the Rishonim argue or claim that what is Psuke de Zimra? It's Ashrei and the Halalukas. So essentially what you have here is you have Yehi Chavod, which is the opening to the essential part of Psuke de Zimra, which is the invitation to praise God, and then we go through Ashrei and all of the Halalukas that follow. And in fact, according to the Sfardim, it actually works very nicely, because in the Sfardic tradition, we know we start off with the Hodus, but we end off with, we have Baruch She'amar, Yehi Chavod, Ashrei, Halalukas. So you see how Yehi Chavod is connected right after Baruch She'amar. Now, it's not exactly accurate, because we kind of threw in Mizmor Lasoda in Nusach Sfard right after Baruch She'amar, but the idea is that when you're going to begin Psuke de Zimra, Yehi Chavod is that invitation right after the Bracha. You have the invitation, and then you go into Ashrei through the Halalukas. For the Ashkenazim, what exactly does Yehi Chavod do for us? So for the Ashkenazim, I think Yehi Chavod sets up this nice transition. As I mentioned before, this transition between the two different forms of tefillah. You see, up until this point, we've had Hodu, we've had Mizmor Lasoda, we've even had all of the Korbanos before Rabbi Yishmael, all that, the Korban Tamid, all that before davening started in earnest, I guess. And all those tefillos, while they were divrei shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all those tefillos happened to be connected to korbanos. When we start Ashrei and the Halalukas and Vayivarech David as Yasher, we're not talking about korbanos anymore. We're still having divrei shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, Yitz, love you. We have this connection to all of the Halalukas and all the praises, but not in the context of korbanos. It's just in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our melech. And perhaps Yehi Chavod serves as that bridge or that transition piece right in between, where the whole function, we've had Pirkei de Zimra. We started out Psuke de Zimra, not with psukim, but with chapters. Then we have Yehi Chavod, which are actual psukim of Zimra. And then we continue with more Perakim of Zimra, but Yehi Chavod is that piece that switches gears, that transition piece from one form of Psuke de Zimra connected to the Korbanos and versus the second form of Psuke de Zimra connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as just in general, as melech. So that will be the two differences. That is exactly specifically the function of Yehi Chavod. Now, I do want to bring your attention to another interesting piece at the end of Yehi Chavod. At the end of Yehi Chavod, we end off with a very familiar psukim, two familiar psukim. V'hurachum yichaper avon v'lo yashchis v'hirba la'ashiv apo v'lo yo'er kol chamaso Hashem Hoshia ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom koreinu. We're familiar with it because we say it at Mariv before we begin Baruch Hu. And in fact, interestingly enough, Rav Sadia Gaon in his Siddur says that when we start Ashrei at Mincha, before we start Ashrei, we're supposed to say V'hu Rachum. So in other words, Mincha should begin with V'hu Rachum, Marav begins with V'hu Rachum, and what do you know? When we get to Ashrei, what do we have over here? We have a V'hu Rachum. So Rav Moshe Lichtenstein quotes his father, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, and says that, you know, the truth is that the end of Yehi Chavod is really the beginning. Almost as what we've been saying from the start, which is that Yehi Chavod is an introduction to Ashrei. The last pasuk of Yehi Chavod, says Rav Lichtenstein, is not really part of Yehi Chavod. Its function actually is more of an introduction to Ashrei. And that's it sounds like a big chiddush to say, because when you look in all of the different Sfarim that talk about the tefillah, V'hu Rachum is part of Yehi Chavod. It's not listed as a separate part of the tefillah, but he tells you to take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Nun Beis. If you look in Simen Nun Beis, there's something fascinating, a fascinating comment made by the Ramah. The Ramah tells us, if you don't have time, or the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you don't have time to daven to say all of Pesukei Dezimra, and you need to say Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur, that's the halacha. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to say, Baruch She'amar Ashrei Yishtabach. Done. Catch up. Make sure that you're able to say Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. But the Ramah makes the following statement. What if you have some more time? V'im yesh lo shus yosir, if you have even more time, Yomar Hodu La Shem Kiru, say Hodu, Ad V'hu Rachum, until the V'hu Rachum. Which V'hu Rachum are we talking about? The V'hu Rachum after the Hodus, after the first two parts of the Hodu, connected to the two sections of Divrei Hayamim, as we mentioned a few weeks ago. I believe it was a few weeks ago, maybe it was before Pesach. I've lost count. The one connected to the Tamet Shel Shachar, one connected to the Tamet Shel Ben Harbaim. So you stop at that V'hu Rachum, and then you skip. Where do you skip? He says, V'yidaleg ad V'hu Rachum Shekodem Ashrei. You skip until the V'hu Rachum before Ashrei. The V'hu Rachum before Ashrei, what are you talking about? Why don't you start from all of Yehi Chavod? He says, no, specifically V'hu Rachum, because V'hu Rachum is essentially the introduction to Ashrei. That seems to be clear from the Ramah. So you see this idea that V'hu Rachum is sort of, it's the end of Yehi Chavod, but it's really the beginning. So the end is really the beginning of Yehi Chavod. That's really the introduction to Ashrei. Even though, in essence, all of Yehi Chavod is an introduction to Ashrei, V'hu Rachum specifically is that introduction, which fits in nicely with this idea that V'hu Rachum begins Maariv. According to Rav Sadia Gaon, V'hu Rachum begins Mincha. So you always have, and then now you have V'hu Rachum beginning Pesukei Dezimra, in essence. That's the idea. That's how we would follow along. Now there is one additional... two things, two points I wanted to make. Number one, we said before that there are 18 psukim in Yehi Chavod, and that's true if you count them through. There are 18 psukim. The truth is, though, that there are actually 20 psukim. How are there 20 psukim? Well, this brings us to a very important discussion, which we may not notice because we don't say it that often. And when we do say it, it's usually in moments of great intensity, in addition to when we say it every morning, but we kind of skip it over because we're just running through, it's only Yehi Chavod, it's not that important, which is as follows. We get to this one port, Yismichu Hashemayim Misaga Elas V'yomru V'agoyim Hashem Malach, and then, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, and then we get to, sorry, Divrei Hayamim, and then we get to the next statement, which is Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Leolam Voed. And it looks like it's just one pasuk like every other pasuk in Yichavod. However, it's not really the case. There is no pasuk that says Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Leolam Voed. Yes, we say it at Ne'ilah, and we say it at other points, but Sfardim say this Hashem Melech every single day as part of their davening. But it's actually not one pasuk. There is no such pasuk. Hashem Melech is one pasuk, Hashem Malach is another pasuk, and Hashem Yimloch Leolam Voed is from the Az Yashir. So you have three different psukim that have been merged into one. Where exactly does this come from? What is this all about? Well, it happens to be that this pasuk, quote-unquote, is mentioned in Mesechta Sofrim. They say it's connected to the Hechalot literature, which we've also discussed as some earlier recorded Sfarim that were penned. Rambam mentions it, but there isn't any official pasuk that says Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Leolam Voed. In this particular siddur that I have, it has it as commas. In the old RCA siddur, it says also as commas, but you don't usually see them as periods, as sentences, because it fits, it flows as one sentence, but it's really not. It's because it can't be one sentence when it comes from three different places. So what is this all about? So I saw a really interesting comment from the Shiboli Haleket. The Shiboli Haleket was one of the Rishonim, 13th century, where he talks about the prayer of Hashem Melech, which again, I mentioned before, that Sfardim have a special prayer called Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Leolam Voed every morning, in addition to this one. So where does this come from? So the Shiboli Haleket quotes his brother, Rav Binyamin, and he says that he found in an Agada, which is Hashem Bechachma Yisar Aretz Konein Shemayim Bisvuna, that the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with wisdom and with all sorts of different understanding. Shebara Es HaElyonim L'Shabeach L'Shmo, that he created the Elyonim to praise him. Ketzad, what exactly does this mean? Help me explain. Malach Echad Omeid Shachris, one angel stands during Shachris, Be'emtza HaRakia, in the middle of the firmament, Poseach V'Omer, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Voed. He gets up there and he says it this way, V'chol G'dudei Mala Onin Acharav, and all the G'dudei Mala, all the other celestial beings up there, they also answer the same thing, Ad Shemagia LeBarchu, until they get to Barchu. So just like the Malachim say it, so too we say it as well. So that was an Agada, a Midrashic source that he found. I don't know where this Midrashic source is, but the Shiboli Haleket quotes it, and that's perhaps another source where it comes from. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Leolam Voed. But now, why was it placed in this manner? Why do they set it up this way? So we say Hashem Melech means God is the king now. Hashem Malach, God was the king, and God will be the king in the future, which is kind of strange, because when we talk about God in those three phases, we talk about past, present, future. Here, it's God in the present, then God in the past, and God in the future. Why do we split it up that way when it usually makes more sense to go Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch Leolam Voed? Not exactly sure. It might be just semantics here, but I think it's worthy of the question. I don't have a great answer for you, so I'll just leave that there for you. But I would end off by saying that Yichavod is this bridge between the two sections of Pesuk Edizimra. The first half of Pesuk Edizimra, which is more focused on the Karbanos side of things, as opposed to the second half of Pesuk Edizimra, which is the Ikar Pesuk Edizimra, as we've discussed, which is much more focused as God in the abstract, God as Melech, and that is what all the Halalukas are about. We're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all of God, all of His abilities and what God can do and what God has done, but not in the context of Korbanos. I will also add that Yehi Chavod itself can be split up into two sections, if you will. Again, there are 18 psukim, and they can be divided up, where the first part of the Yehi Chavod is focusing a lot about God as the creator of the world. Yehi Chavod Hashem li'olam, yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. God should be happy with everything that He's made. God should be praised forever. Mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o mehulah shem Hashem. Everyone should be praising God from east and west. Rama kogoyim Hashem. Again, God is above all of the nations. Al Hashemayim kevado. He's even greater than the heavens. No one can put God into a box. He's beyond time and space. Hashem shimcha li'olam, Hashem zichrcha l'dor v'dor. So again, there's numerous descriptions of God in the abstract, about God who rules over all and who we look up to in awe. And then there's a somewhat of a change, a transition even within Yehi Chavod. We've been discussing Yehi Chavod as the transition within Psukei Dezimra, but even within Yehi Chavod, there's another transition, which is where does that transition happen? Right after Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Vod, which is fascinating. Right at that spot where they combine those three psukim into one pasuk, we have another description of or understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as God within history. Avdu Goyim Me'artzo, Hefir Atzas Goyim, Heini Machshavos Amim, Rabos Machshavos Blavish, Vatzas Hashem Hisakum. So you see how God now is involved, and God, we're praising God for the difference that God has made throughout history, as opposed to before Hashem Melech, where we're praising God in the abstract. So, to summarize then, well, we have Yehi Chavod, a combination or compilation of various psukim. Almost all of them are from Tehillim, one in Divrei Hayamim, one, interestingly enough, comes from Mishlei, not written by David HaMelech, all compiled. We're not exactly sure how or when, but it was already listed in the Maseches Sofrim. And Yehi Chavod was placed here right before Ashrei. Makes sense, because Yehi Chavod seems to be this bridge between the first half of Psukei Dezimra and the second half of Psukei Dezimra. And it's almost, and it ends off with an introduction to Ashrei, because it has the V'hu Rachum at the end and flows straight into Ashrei. The idea then is, even though the art scroll says, the old RCA art scroll says that it should be said with special intensity, perhaps that's an allusion to the 21 times that it says the name of Hashem in the tefillah, even though it's technically only 19 times, and one time it says Yod Hey, and one time we say Yismach, Yismichu Hashemayim Mesagel Haaretz, maybe that makes it 21, but nevertheless, it certainly is a powerful tefillah. Between its placement in the tefillah itself and the structure of the tefillah on its own makes it an important part of our tefillah. And certainly, if we understand it as an introduction to Ashrei, this is our opportunity to essentially ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow us, like an ochila lakel, achale panav, like the Chazan begins his portion when discussing the different tefillahs that he's going to enunciate during his repetition. So the same idea here, Yehi Chavod is this invitation for us to give shir and shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Ikar Psukei Dezimra. So Yehi Chavod, just like every other part of tefillah, which we're noticing as you go along, every part of tefillah is important and is unique. Yehi Chavod certainly is the most unique, particularly because of all we've enumerated and what I also mentioned earlier, and this is where I'll end off, which is, again, this is a compilation of different psukim of Tehillim. This is the real Pesukei Dezimra, as opposed to what we have seen earlier in davening and what we will see, which are Pirkei Dezimra chapters, longer chapters of Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wish everyone a good night, and I'll see you next Monday.